The state's top alcohol and cannabis regulator is stepping down, or at least aside. Cynthia Franklin took over what's become the Alcohol and Marijuana Control Office a little more than 2 years ago, just before voters opted to legalize commercial cannabis. As Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports, Franklin, who has been instrumental in building Alaska's pot industry, is leaving just as it's becoming a reality.
Before taking over the Alcohol and Marijuana Control Office, or AMCO, Franklin was Anchorage's municipal prosecutor. And she says part of the reason she's leaving her job as a top regulator is to get back to what she knows best.
I've been a lawyer since 1989, and I am an advocate. And this role was challenging for me because it calls for someone who's more of a neutral position. And so I've worked very hard on that, but in the end, I'm a lawyer, and I'm going to go back and practice law.
Franklin's new gig is as an assistant attorney general for the state's Consumer Protection Unit. As the director of AMCO, Franklin guided the state's efforts creating the new legal pot industry.
We are the only state in the country to create a marijuana industry from scratch. No existing stores were open. No licenses were issued when our ballot measure passed.
Unlike Colorado, Oregon, or Washington, Alaska didn't have a medical marijuana industry to use as a template for its recreational regulation. And getting to this point has not been easy. Under Franklin's tenure, the tiny office has written a dense regulatory framework with mountains of input from Alaskans. It's gotten bills passed in the legislature and set up the state's permit application system. Franklin says part of the reason she's leaving now is the industry can survive without her.
I also have a daughter going into middle school who's really going to need her mom, even though she's not going to want me. And you know, this is a very intense job that really doesn't allow me to have much of a life.
AMCO has been chronically short-staffed, with just 7 people covering marijuana issues for the entire state. Franklin's tenure hasn't been without criticism. She's had a relationship that was at times tense with the Marijuana Control Board, taking heat from prospective business owners for her office not moving more quickly, and from citizens and local governments who remain opposed to legal marijuana. But as she prepares to leave, Franklin says her biggest concerns come not from state actors, but from the federal government and how it'll deal with states that have legalized marijuana.
The attorney general nominee, Jeff Sessions, has certainly made a lot of statements about the credibility of the Attorney General's office being damaged by issuing memos about what they will and won't prosecute, which is exactly the way that, you know, states are permitted by the federal government to experiment in legalized marijuana.
Franklin's last day with the Department of Commerce is January 6th. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.